This is a recording between Sean Coughlin and Aaron Preston, otherwise known as Prestoni. Just kidding. At 5:45 p.m. Eastern Time on Saturday, July 6th, 2019. The subject is the rather unnerving cult, otherwise known as Blind Cafe. Oh, wow, that's like fucking wow. Oh, and as a fair warning, harsh language may be used in this recording. Yeah. But if you want to edit it...
We'll try to keep it to a minimum, but you can't probably...
Yeah, you know what I mean. But anyway, so what exactly has been going on with you? What have you noticed over the last couple of days, Aaron, since you got...
Noticed that I checked my spam folder and did not receive anything. And then I got talking to Kevin Roberts, and he said that he applied for an account about 3 weeks ago, and they still have not gotten back to him.
Yeah.
His account.
Yeah, basically, when I applied, it was a 2-week delay before I got my account, and only a 3-day delay before I got kicked off the server. Because I supposedly hacked the server with wget.
Wait, so can you explain, like, what you did in the recording? Because you need to...
Yes, I can. So, saying as the thunderstorm goes bang outside... to those who do not know, wget is a command that's normally used on Linux, although you can use it on Windows as well, or Mac... that is used for downloading files from the internet. If you specify the right argument to it, you can do a website mirror with it. So, because I was kind of curious about their sign-up form for Blind Cafe, I pulled the entire Blind Cafe website via wget mirror command and looked at their source code, and I'm actually still looking through their source code to see how this thing works. But I can tell you right now, their sign-up form is dangerous. Because it doesn't have any protections at all from having the traffic being sniffed on unsecure Wi-Fi. None. Nor does it have any protections for your password being shoulder-surfed, unlike every other forum on the net.
Yep.
So, there you are. What else have you found?
Shut up, Joseph. Go away.
It's okay. What else have you found?
I also found out that Julie has received my email, but has Joseph emailed Julie and asked her if she got my email. And she admitted to getting my email.
But she hasn't responded to you.
She hasn't responded. And I think that's a little...
That's a little suspect.
That's a little disrespectful, too.
Yeah.
Because you don't delete somebody's account without someone... without talking to someone first.
Well, apparently, she did that to two of us, didn't she? Me and you. And almost did it to Laura at one point. Almost.
Is she still up there?
I would say hopefully not. I can't get into a lot of details right now, but I have spoken with Laura's cousin, basically, Laura's cousin read the email that Julie sent to Laura, in which Julie basically said... you have ticked me off. I have lost more trust in you because of the shenanigans that happened with me, basically. Julie effectively is so terrified of me for checking their website source code for security that she bans me from the site. Laura contacted MJ, and MJ told Laura that there was nothing that he could do because Julie already knows about that. And effectively, Laura yesterday was then being painted with the brush of guilt by association from Julie. In that, Julie was claiming in this email that, oh, I have given you all day to contact me, when in reality she hadn't. Laura tried to call her and MJ several times with no response, effectively. And this manifested today in Rita talking with MJ and basically saying that effectively what started this entire fiasco off was that I had explained to Jonathan that I was looking at their site and thought their code was good. You know, trying to be nice. Like, it seemed okay from my precursory glance at it.
Yeah.
That I would need to take more time to look at their code. Something you can do by saving the web page to your computer. No wget required. Well, anyway. So what happened was Jonathan goes, and here's where it gets really fun. Jonathan tells Laura and me, two people on Team Talk, in a three-person room with him, that he wouldn't mind if I and him exchanged contact info. Okay. Yep. He then turns around and betrays me to the main admins. That's how I got banned off the server. Wait, MJ,
so were you on the server when you got banned?
Like, no,
were you
on the server when I was not. I was not on server because I had logged off at like 1 in the morning the night before. And by the time I went to connect again, of course, invalid user account, as you well know.
Mine too.
So, basically, I then get a call from Laura. This was yesterday morning at about 11 or so. And she effectively tells me that I was banned from Blind Cafe. Not MJ, not Julie. Laura. So what ended up happening was, at that point, I'm thinking to myself, if the only thing that I'm guilty of is asking questions of their tech people, which is not a crime, and of using wget, which is also not a crime, to download publicly available resources, which is not a crime, what hacking have I possibly done?
Okay, but I've in like, you know, where you type in the password, does it? I don't
use there is no password protected field on that form. The password field is a straightforward text
field. So it says save my password with Sean Coughlin 12 be the S H A U N.
Yeah. It would actually show in clear text. That on
I
the
saw
screen.
That. I saw that when I signed up, and I'm like, wait, what is this?
Yeah, that's the thing. I saw that, and I went back to the sign-up form and reread it. And immediately I'm like, Laura, this does not look safe. But I decided, you know what, there's not really enough info there to do anything with the info I'm giving them.
Right.
At least so I thought. Of course, actually having time to think about how cult-like they're being and how terrified they are of me asking questions led me to the inescapable conclusion that, in fact, that form has enough information that if a Black Hat hacker was able to shoulder surf you or eavesdrop on your packets, if you were doing that in, say, a public area with public Wi-Fi.
Like a McDonald's or whatever.
Yes. There is enough info there. First name, last name, email address, password. That's enough info that if somebody wanted to sign you up for a fake eBay account or a fake Amazon account, they could do so very easily.
These people need to be stopped.
Yeah. But here's where things got really insane.
Okay.
So, I began thinking about this. And you know how I get when I think about stuff. So yeah. I called Laura back. This was 11 or 12. And she was all of, oh, it's not fair, they banned you and everything else. And she was all mad about it and stuff. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. Her brain was already being fucked with by them. And the reason I say that is because scarcely 4 hours later, because I kept telling her, get the hell away from them, Laura. You need to get away from them. This is dangerous.
Get off of there now.
Yeah.
Whatever.
No, she didn't want to. They had overridden her common sense. Or
you
almost.
Have her key. You can just take her off of there. Just delete the damn server.
Well, the problem is she could get that info back. Okay. But here's the other thing. I was telling her it's a cult, and I read the Wikipedia article on cults. Mm-hmm. If you look at the signs of a secular cult, not a religious one, but a secular one.
Secular. Mm-hmm.
They're hitting all of the points for that.
Mm-hmm.
The group think the way that you don't question the group.
Exactly.
The way that you are aligned with a goal of whatever that goal is. For Laura, it was helping Blind Cafe get off the ground. You know, that was her goal. Thing is, she gave of herself so willingly. But the thing about it is that they did not give anything to her in return. Except almost destroyed friendships. Barely 3 hours after I got off the phone with her initially yesterday afternoon,
mm-hmm.
I called her back, and I read to her part of the article. I can read it to you if you want.
Yeah, please do.
Okay.
Or send it to me.
It's Wikipedia. It's just Wikipedia and cult. Scroll down to secular cults and read that section. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Or I can have Eloquence over here read it if you want.
Yeah, you can do that, yeah.
Here. Let me go do that, then.
Hello, recording. We're gonna,
We're gonna maybe cause a little loop back, but that's okay. Let me route this. Let me set this up.
Mix the fish like a golden fish. Wave CTRL.
Alright, now I'm gonna mute the remote.
Mix the fish like a golden fish. Run dialogue, type the name of a program, folder, document, or...
Is that your Mac?
No, that's my HP.
Oh.
We're going to pull this up. And I want to show you what I'm talking about.
Mozilla Firefox. Mozilla Firefox.
So, is her cousin going to get her off of there?
Basically, her cousin practically has done so, I think. I don't know how much of this I'm allowed to talk about.
Document. Firefox.
Okay.
But well, let me find find the section that I want
Restore.
To show you.
System submit. Cult Wikipedia Mozilla Firefox. Restore. Cult Wikipedia Mozilla Firefox. Main landmark jump to navigation link.
Okay.
Content setting level 2. Definition edit link edit section. New religious movement edit link. Scholarly studies edit link edit section. New religious movement definition edit link edit section. Definition setting new religious movement. Scholarly studies anti-cult movements. Christian counter-cult movement. Secular anti-cult movement edit link edit section. Secular anti-cult movement setting level 3.
Here we are.
Heading level 3, secular anti-cult movement, heading level 3, link edit. Main article, link anti-cult movement, link file, colon, anti-omption, radio quotes, link in large, an anti-link omption radio protest in Japan, 2009, in the early 1970s, a secular opposition movement for groups considered cults have taken shape.
Alright, good.
Heading level 3, link edit. Main article, edit, link file, colon, link in large, an anti-link omption radio protest in Japan, 2009, in the early 1970s, a secular opposition movement for groups considered cults have taken shape. Organizations that formed the secular. Link anti-cult movement, ACM, often acted on behalf of relatives of cult. Link converts who did not believe their loved ones could alter their lives so drastically by their own free will, a few. Link psychologists and sociologists working in this field suggested that. Link brainwashing techniques were used to maintain the loyalty of cult members. Link 56, the belief that cults brainwashed their members became a unifying theme among cult critics and in the more extreme corners of the anti-cult movement, techniques like the sometimes forceful link deprogramming of cult members was practiced. Link 57, secular cult opponents belonging to the anti-cult movement usually define a cult as a group that tends to manipulate, exploit, and control its members. Specific factors in cult behavior are said to include manipulative and authoritarian. Link mind control over members. Link communal and socialistic organization, aggressive. Link proselytizing, systematic programs of link indoctrination and perpetuation of middle-class communities.
Now, think about Blind Cafe.
Yep. fits him right to a T.
Yeah. And so, Laura was being the one who was cheerfully signing people up for the site.
Including
because
Kevin.
Because she was indoctrinated into their beliefs.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Into their thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I told her that. I mean, unintentionally. Yep. I mean, yeah, she may have volunteered initially for that type of a thing.
That's right.
But the problem is, it became self-perpetuating because it invaded her thoughts to the point that I even told her, you know, when you said, oh, it's not fair, the way that you sounded as if it was a minor annoyance to you rather than the major emotional blow-up it should have been, you know. It sounded like, it's not fair. On to the next thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I told her, I know you meant that a lot differently. But, you know, this is the result of what I picked up from it. And without missing a beat, she turned around and said, oh, there are 3 or 4 more people I need to get to sign up to Blind Cafe. And
wow.
I said, stop, Laura. Stop. This is exactly why Blind Cafe is a cult. You can't see your own memory, your own mind being screwed with. But that's basically what's happening here. Because of the way that you've gone complete 180 from it's not fair how they treated you to, oh, I need to get more people to sign up. Okay.
No.
I was able to speak with Rita last night, and I walked her through the same argument that I used here of describing what a cult was.
Yep.
And you have to admit, me getting kicked off the site for questioning, for supposedly hacking their website, when I haven't done that, I've compromised no data. I have broken into nothing. I have only grabbed what is publicly available.
With their website, you technically could, but you wouldn't want to.
Well, the thing is, the only thing I did was wget the site. And that, because it's publicly up on the net, permission, I would say, is implied. Because you're not putting it behind a firewall, a paywall, any of that.
No.
It's publicly there. It's publicly up there. Mm-hmm. Therefore, people can take the data, take the page, copy it into a Word doc, or whatever, and go do whatever it is they need to do.
Mm-hmm.
I can save the page to my computer. I've done that in the past. I've saved pages from archive.org that I wanted to go back to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've done things like that.
That's not hacking, no.
No, it's not. It's there for you to do what you want with the stuff. And the same thing is true of Blind Cafe. The only thing I did was wget the site because I couldn't figure out how to get Chrome to view the source code. And I didn't really want to be viewing the source code in fragment form, which is what would have happened had I saved every single page individually. Wget kind of keeps the main site structure intact, which is why I used it, because I can see where all the scripts and things are for the entire site. Whereas if I save a page, it's going to put a directory called files, which is going to have all the scripts and photos and everything else. But it's not going to maintain the actual site structure itself. Wget will do that. Which means if there's a directory called ebooks on the main site, that directory called ebooks will be mirrored in your wget mirror. Do you see? So, long story short is that I spoke to Laura yesterday afternoon, and I told her, at the moment, you are hitting all of the signs of being a danger to yourself, because you have not once stopped to think about what Blind Cafe has done and what Jonathan has done to me. Really. Because you've been so busy focusing on the next thing, the future. You haven't given thought to the present or to the past. And I told her that. And she tried to justify it with, but blah, blah, blah. I'm like, no. If I were your cousin, Laura, and I basically told her this, I would have your net pulled. Because you are not safe. At the moment. You are not safe. Because of what Blind Cafe and what group think of the Blind Cafe staff has led you into. I did eventually speak with Rita later on that night. And I told her as much. And I said to her, you know, I figured that Jonathan was the guy who betrayed me to the admins because he was the only person there besides Laura and myself who could do so. And I told her, I forgive him. That doesn't mean I'm going to want to...
Forget about this.
No.
No.
But the thing is...
I'm not going to forget about it until they put... until they either change the sign-up page or they give me an account back up there because I did nothing to deserve it.
Right.
And you did nothing.
Right.
So, technically...
Technically, they owe both of us. But the problem is, they themselves are unprofessional for a number of reasons. And I'm going to point out something else. Okay? Now, I was privileged to receive... Laura basically summarizing an email from Julie that was sent sometime last night.
Okay.
Here's the thing. And this is what I specifically told Laura was the problem. They are using you and abusing you, but you don't see it that way.
Don't see it. Yep.
And
she doesn't.
No. She doesn't. Rita and I do. And did.
Exactly.
Rita was actually able to speak with MJ a little bit earlier this afternoon. But because she doesn't know him, the result was that she basically told Laura, I don't want you talking to Jonathan, because Jonathan was the one who set the entire entire cascading failure into motion. But here's where things get interesting. Last night, at about 10 or 11 at night, Laura received an email from Julie, in which the email basically said something along the lines of, I am really ticked off at you, I have lost trust in you, and there will be some big consequences for you, because I'm going to let Michael deal with you. That was basically the summary of the entire email.
And I think I know what Michael's going to do.
Well, here's the thing.
I think I
MJ basically told Laura at the time, this was earlier in the afternoon, okay, that she wasn't fired, okay? And she told Rita, or he told Rita that Laura wasn't fired. But among the conditions for Laura to remain at Blind Cafe, you're going to love this. One, she was not permitted to mention my name either on air or on the server at all.
Huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Two, Rita went and basically told her, or told MJ, that Laura wasn't to speak with Jonathan because Jonathan was the guy who set this whole thing off, which is very, very logical. And, you know, at that point, you know, Laura is still coming to grips with the fact that Blind Cafe has betrayed her. And
so
it manifested in her basically having two emotional breakdowns in 2 days. Yeah. She's all, I put my heart into this, and I've been fucked,
yeah,
pretty much. but yet she still is trying to be hopeful and wanting to go back. And I told Rita,
you know what?
This is this is the danger of cult, of cult-like behavior. This is why it's dangerous. And Rita effectively got to the point that she was... she basically almost took Laura's computer away from her. Yeah.
So does that mean Laura's going to be up here more?
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know.
Because this server hasn't been used.
I know. I don't know if Laura's going to be up here at the moment. The only thing I do know is that Laura was really close to being thrown in a mental ward. Very close. Because she wasn't making any sense. And I was having trouble reaching her. You know, I'm a stubborn coy dog.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, at the moment, you know, I hope that she gets whatever help that she needs. But
I told her,
because I dealt with this sort of thing from Shannon back in 2010, and I told her, please don't give up on your family, because they're the only one you'll have.
Well, thing is,
and she was... Yeah. It was bad.
I don't mean... I don't mean to say this. I mean, I don't mean to be mean or anything, but...
She did bring this on herself in a sense.
She did, but how is Rita gonna watch her? Because Rita's got work in the weekdays. So how is Rita gonna... She can just go right back up there.
She could. Except that basically Rita pretty much told her, if you do... Effectively, Rita is Laura's guardian, which means if Rita says don't do something, she can actually enforce it by virtue of doing things like sending Laura away to the mental ward. And Laura has been told by Rita, don't be a doormat, over and over again. Over and over and over again. I don't know if the message will sink in. I hope it does, for her sake.
Me too.
But the thing is, you know, Laura's gonna have a long road to recovery. She wasn't as damaged as I was. But the fact that her mental processes were basically still loyal towards Blind Cafe and trying to maintain loyalty and friendship towards me at the same time, that's going to leave a scar.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
So what's she going to do with her radio stuff? Because she left the mix, went to Blind Cafe, and now she don't have Blind Cafe anymore.
No, I told her. I will get Radio Free Furry off the ground.
Mm-hmm.
I've been planning on doing that.
Yeah, I know.
But I also want to make sure she's mentally sane first. And I told her, what terrifies me, Laura, is the fact that you're demonstrating all of the signs of insanity at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what to do to help you. I mean, I've done what I can.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Her cousin was almost wanting to end the FaceTime call with me at one point, and I simply told her, my friend Celeste did something similar to this. And her cousin actually read the email that Juliet sent.
Mm-hmm.
And her cousin even said, this woman's a bitch. And I will respond to it. But you will be fired from the station if I do that. you know, and Laura, well.
I'd say, I mean, honestly, I'd say she should just do it, because honestly...
Laura did nothing. The thing about this whole situation is, Aaron, this is the damage that cults can cause. Do you see?
Mm-hmm.
This is the damage that cults can cause, because what happens is they give you hope as long as you follow their party line, as long as you suck their cock. Sorry to be graphic.
But
they give you hope as long as you do that.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't do that, they say, that's it.
Mozilla Firefox.
I'm done.
Mix up things like Adobe Audition.
Yes. That's what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And the result of that is that Laura is now dealing with a brutal betrayal of her work ethic, because she has a really strong work ethic and cannot fathom how it is that people can abuse someone who works hard. And that's where...
Whoops, my internet
it's okay.
dropped.
And that is where... That is where... Laura, at the moment, is.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
I'll be praying for her, so...
Please do. I don't normally pray. But I'll be doing the same thing, too.
Yeah.
You know. I mean, I know Laura basically can't stand you and stuff. For a variety of issues that she has.
Wait, but she was all good with me 3 days or 4 days ago when me and her were up on Adriano's server racing.
Right. Well, what I'm saying is, like, she tends to go and act bipolar, in a sense.
Yeah,
she's
says,
convinced Rita that basically you're persona non grata, pretty much. And I've been trying to redeem you bit by bit. You know.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing about Blind Cafe is it's very much like Lotso Huggin' Bear from Toy Story 3.
Yeah.
You've seen that, right?
Mm-hmm.
What was the line that Barbie said?
I haven't seen Toy Story 3 in like a long time.
Yeah. But you remember the line where they're standing next to the dumpster,
mm-hmm,
and Barbie says, consent should drive, government should derive from consent of the governed, not from the threat of force.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And basically, Ken then tells how Lotso put himself on top of a pyramid scheme, basically.
Yep.
Because that's what he did.
Yep.
And the result of that is seen here in Blind Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
Julie basically not only demonstrated to me just the kind of person she was,
mm-hmm,
but she also demonstrated to Rita the danger by that email that she sent.
Mm-hmm.
And I told Rita, this is ringing all of my red flags for cult.
Yep. Mine too.
Yeah.
Because it started with me when they didn't have that *** thing they usually have in the password field.
Yeah.
It read my password, and I was like, whoa, what the...
Yeah. No.
Because I... Well, no, because... And then I'm like, wait a minute, I have the speak password NVIDIA add-on, and I thought maybe it just turned on or whatever.
No. I don't have that add-on installed. It did the same thing for me.
Right.
But here's the thing. I suspect, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know for sure. But I suspect, based on the way Laura's been behaving,
mm-hmm,
you know? There is a possibility she could be put in the mental ward. I hope not.
I hope not.
But her cousin very nearly did so.
But, I mean, it might be good for her to, you know...
I'm not saying it wouldn't be good.
I'm not saying that either, okay. But...
The problem is... That...
Okay.
You know... Rita is Laura's guardian.
Mm-hmm.
And... Effectively... You know, that means that Rita can do what she feels is correct.
Mm-hmm.
Laura being in the state she's in is something that I'm hoping that everything straightens itself out. Mm-hmm. I really am.
I really am, too. I really do.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'll do anything for Laura to help her. I'll do anything.
Well... I was going to email MJ with my observations about the cult of Blind Cafe.
You should do it.
But seeing how little he cares for me, to not even bother deigning me with an email or a response of any kind, or to notify that I was banned and I had to find out through Laura, to which even her cousin said that was fucking stupid. It was stupid, insane, and ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm paraphrasing it a bit. She basically said, Laura, you stick your nose into places where it don't belong. Why is it your business to let Sean know that he was kicked off the server? She's like, well, MJ told me to make sure that he knew. She's like, why didn't MJ tell Sean? He has his email. He could have done that.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
And Laura was... You know, this was last night. Laura was basically almost beyond logic because of the amount of damage that they've done.
Mm-hmm.
That Blind Cafe has done.
Mm-hmm.
Laura didn't really know what she was getting into.
And the thing is...
And that's what I've been stressing to her cousin.
She's best friend with that John guy. She's best friend with that John guy.
Well, she was.
Was.
Until she found out that he betrayed me to the admins of the station.
Right, well,
and her cousin told her she was never to contact him again. Because here's the thing that happened. Jonathan told Laura and myself that he didn't mind me having his contact card. And Laura had shared contact cards with him. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, we then... You know, I then had his phone number and stuff. And I just texted him, you know, called him on yesterday and explained to him, you know, hey, how goes things? And he just kind of blew me off. Hey, I'm busy. Can I call you later? I then hear from Laura today that, you know, because I called Jonathan twice, that apparently now I harassed him. And that he reneged on what he said and basically forced Laura to apologize to him because he didn't agree for me to have his phone number.
That's bullshit.
Even though he was the one who said in front of Laura and myself that he did not mind. And I said exactly the same to him. So... I basically told Laura, if that guy's a pastor, he's a satanic one. And a coward.
He is. Mm-hmm.
So far as I'm concerned.
Yep.
And I quoted Jesus at her. Let him who has sinned none cast the first stone.
Mm-hmm.
In my case...
It's you.
That's me. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Laura was struggling to understand that.
Mm.
That's how fucked up her brain got.
Mm.
Because of Blind Cafe.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah.
Well?
That was 3 months of mental programming. I dealt with 9 or 10.
God. Oh.
I had to watch... As my friend Celeste, a good friend of mine,
mm-hmm.
was convinced into traveling down to Pennsylvania where Shannon lived. Mm-hmm. And I was the one, in combination with a man by the name of Gene from Connecticut, mm-hmm. who ended up contacting Celeste's parents. Now, Celeste was an adult. She was 25, but she acted like she was 15.
Right.
Well, Celeste effectively had Shannon come all the way up to the college mm-hmm. and bring her down to their house mm-hmm. on a Greyhound. This was a week after I had told Shannon, I think your psychic ability shit is bullshit, I think you're making a bunch of shit up, etc. Mm-hmm. And broke away from Shannon's little cult. Mm-hmm. Celeste did not heed my warnings. Didn't even want to listen to me. Effectively blocked me and everybody else from Skype. Mm. Just so she didn't have to deal with what Shannon didn't want her to deal with. People mm-hmm. with common motherfucking sense. Mm-hmm. And I and Gene contacted each other on Skype at 2 p.m. on a Friday. And he said, by the way, Sean, I want you to know that Celeste is currently on her way to Pennsylvania. I said, you're kidding, right? He said, no. Shannon came and got her in a Greyhound yesterday. And I said, do her parents know about this? He said, no, I don't have their number. I'm like, you and I tonight, bud, are going to get on the phone and call them three-way. I traveled home from Perkins on the bus. 8 p.m. that night, I got on the phone with Gene, mm-hmm. and we contacted Celeste's family. Her dad and her mom are both very successful people. I think her dad's a lawyer of some kind. I forget exactly which.
Right. Yeah.
To make a long story short,
gotta go eat now.
I basically told Celeste's mother, your daughter is currently traveling down to Pennsylvania as we speak. And she about flipped. I've never heard anyone sound as terrified and panicked as Mrs. Wheelock sounded that night. I can't even do it, but if I try, it's like, what? Celeste? Like, her voice broke. Mm-hmm. You could tell she was on the edge of tears.
Wow.
And I had asked her parents the week before, do whatever the fuck you have to prevent her from going with that person. Because I called them on that Sunday. Mm-hmm. And they really didn't take me seriously. So when I called them back on that Friday and told them, yeah, both of us know where she's going. We know she's not herself.
What'd they do?
They didn't hurt her. Not really. But they did effectively cause her to act very out of character. I have something to show you. Hang on a second.
All right, and I gotta go to dinner, because...
Yeah. Go find it. Hold on. I have to find it. It's gonna take me a little bit, because the drive's spinning up. Mm-hmm. But I have a recording that I took the night that Celeste got into Pennsylvania. And user finder.
What's it called?
I'm finding it. Actually, let me do this. I'm searching the drive. Actually, I'm going to search for the... I'm going to search for this drive, and I'm going to see if it's here, because it should be.
Yeah, because I'm going to read too.
Yeah.
I'll be back in like 5 minutes, so...
Yeah, that's fine. Take your time.
So, can I... Should I go... Do you want to stop the recording now, and then send it up, or...
I'm going to, yeah. Hang on.
Can I have a copy of it?
Yeah, I'll get it to you.
Yeah, because in case it gets lost.
Yeah, I'll get you one.
All right, y'all. We'll see y'all later.
See you in a bit.